You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Bruce Martin's office.
Hi, Farrah. It's Walt for Bruce.
Hey, no news.
You said that this morning.
As I told you the last three times you called, your boy Noah did really well. Shockingly well, in fact. It's down to him and Kirk for the role. But the director wanted another night with the tapes.
Did you tell him Noah did parkour when he was a kid?
I did.
And that he loved Natalie and Black Swan?
I did.
Okay, and I forgot to tell you that he just started the Whole 30, so he's gonna be, like, incredibly ripped.
He's already crazy ripped. You should know that better than anyone.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're his agent, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Why? Are you sleeping with him or something?
No. I mean, that'd be really inappropriate, right? Oh my god.
Right. I'll have Bruce call you the minute we get any news.
Is she off?
Hold on one sec, I'll check. Okay, so no news is good news, right? You're still in the running.
I don't understand why you didn't push me more.
What do you mean? I told her everything we talked about.
I just wish you pointed out that I'm like 2 decades younger than Kirk. Plus, I sing.
Kirk can sing. He played Billy Flynn. And his Tony Bennett cover album charted in Adult Contemporary.
Oh, so now you're working for him.
I'm just saying we have to be strategic.
I know, but you're my advocate, not his.
Totally. Totally.
Thanks. I'm just really nervous about this. I tried doing Bikram this morning, but I couldn't even focus. I think I need to meditate.
Try and relax. No matter what happens, you made a great impression on them. And when Marvel takes you seriously, everyone else does too. It's a big deal. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, babe.
It was funny she asked about us sleeping together.
Yeah. Glad you deleted that. Boop.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to go run and try to clear my head, but I'll have my phone on me.
Okay, honey. Love you.
Later.
Dinah, hi. How are you feeling?
This nurse they sent home with me is up my ass. How's it going?
I hope you don't mind. I'm using your office while they do the audit.
They're still there?
They said they wanted to go through the books one more time.
Oh, Spencer said it was just cash flow. I mean, we might end up owing a couple of thousand, but it shouldn't be anything crazy.
Have you spoken to him?
Spencer? Oh, he's still at the dental conference. It gets longer every year.
Okay, Mrs. Levine, time to get off the phone.
Levine! Oh, she's such a bitch.
You know I can hear you, right?
Do you need anything?
Just some good news, please, God.
Actually, I have some potentially amazing news. We may have landed the lead in Jackrabbit after all.
What? Who? Who? Ben? Orville? Josh?
Someone fresh. Someone new. Discovery, if you will.
Well, talk to me. Who is it?
Noah Pitt Guilford.
Is that a person's name?
He's our new client, and they loved him. It's between him and Kirk.
Well, I'm furious that you seem to have signed a client without my knowledge. I'm overall delighted.
I haven't technically signed him yet, but that won't be an issue.
So, you sent him into the toughest room in New York City without an agreement? That means he can walk away if he gets the job.
He would never.
How do you know?
Because he's kind of my boyfriend, I think. We haven't talked about naming it yet. We have a complicated history. But anyway, I believe in him.
Oh, honey. I think we need a much longer conversation.
Mrs. Levine, off the phone now.
Give me a goddamn minute, Marina!
Hey, Amanda.
Oh my god, you picked up.
Sorry, I've been running this place by myself. I'm basically an agent now.
Amazing, you got a raise?
Actually, I haven't gotten paid yet, but if Noah gets this Marvel movie, then it's a whole game changer.
You didn't sleep with him, did you?
No. Yes, I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing? You're an addict. You're ill. You must be. Do I need to send you the photo from homecoming to remind you who he is?
No, thank you. It's still on my phone.
Delete it. Ugh, it makes me feel so dirty.
I know, I will. He was just being an idiot. He was wasted.
Pretending to grope an unconscious woman is not being an idiot, Walt. It's being an asshole.
I know.
You know what would happen if I put that on social media, right?
I can't even imagine.
It would totally ruin his life. And I mean, forget about working for Marvel, period.
That picture can never get out. You know that, right?
That would be my decision. And no, I do not want the world looking at me that way.
Good. Thanks. What's happening at home? What's new? How are you?
Okay. I actually think I met somebody.
What? This is so great. Wait, tell me everything.
Okay, so like, he's a single dad.
We love hot.
Right? His son is the best boy dancer we have, which is to say, still pretty bad, but he's adorable.
The dad or the kid?
Both. And the dad is like so sweet and built. Not a gym type, but like the kind of hot dad bod that you get from working with your hands. He's a carpenter.
Like Karen and Richard?
I totally made that joke and he didn't get it.
Oh no.
I know. He's so normal. I love it. I get to be the sparkly one, finally.
Is it cool to be dating a parent of one of your students?
Says the guy dating his client.
Oh, shit. It's my dad. I gotta take this.
Bye, boo.
Dad.
Hey, buddy. Got a sec?
What's up?
I got a call from your mother.
She's still in Spokane?
She's in the hospital in Henderson, Nevada.
Jesus, what happened?
Car accident. She's okay. Just banged up. And broke.
For a change.
You said it, not me. Listen. I wish I could help, but I can't do it this time. Your stepmother put her foot down.
Totally. Yeah. No problem. Thanks, Dad.
Tegan Hughes' office.
Who is this?
Her assistant.
Oh.
Who is this?
Walt Mendez. Can you tell her I'm calling about the computer?
One moment.
Can you tell her I really need the money?
Really needs money. Got it.
Thanks so much. My mom was in a car accident.
Yeah, what's up? I'm in a lecture.
Spencer, finally. I have to talk to you about the money.
Always with the money. I thought you loved theater.
I need to get paid. My mom was in an accident and I have to get money to her.
Why don't you pull that shit on me? You put the office crap on your card, you want your money. I don't blame you. But I got good news.
You do?
Yeah. I'm at a hot table, and I got a wad of cash here with your name on it. Everything I owe you, plus a little more. Those schmucks come in from Henderson. They think they can beat me at poker?
Henderson? Is that near Las Vegas?
Next town over.
If I call an Uber to meet you outside, would you put that cash in an envelope with the name Marlene Mendez?
Yeah, sure. I need to pee anyway.
Great. I'll text you the info. Hi, I'm looking for my mother, Marlene Mendez. Do you have her there?
Please hold while I connect you.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Walter?
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Why?
Because you're in the hospital.
Oh, well, my wrist is broken, but the rabbit is fine.
The rabbit?
In the road. I didn't want to hit the little guy.
So what did you hit?
A billboard, but I couldn't help myself. Anyhow, I'm okay. The car can always be repaired.
I'm sending over an envelope with cash in it right now. It should be enough to cover the car and to get you back to Spokane.
Honey, you don't have to do that. I'm the mom. I should be helping you.
Mom, please promise me you'll get a job when you get home. A real one with health insurance.
Oh, I have this idea for a spice mixture. And if I go on Shark Tank, I think I can...
Mom, please.
I promise I'll pay you back.
You don't need to. Just take care of yourself.
Will you come for Christmas this year? It's been a long time.
Definitely. I'll try.
Great. I'll clear out the extra room. The cats don't need all that space anyway.
Love you.
Oh, you too, baby. I'm so proud of you.
You are?
Oh.
For what?
Yeah. For living your dream. Okay. I'm gonna take a nap now. Call me later.
What's up?
Nothing good.
What? What happened?
My mom's in the hospital.
Oh, I just had a total panic attack. I thought you meant the job.
No. No news from them yet.
You can't do that to me.
Sorry, I was hoping... I don't know what I was hoping. You've met my mom and...
Yeah, is the crazy cat lady okay?
She will be. I sent her some money.
You're a really good son, you know that?
I haven't seen her in a year. I feel like a terrible son. I should go out there.
Why? You need to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. So, you think we'll hear today?
I don't know. Hopefully.
You'll call me, right?
I need to go. I think it's the auditor.
Auditor?
I'll call you when I hear.
So, we went through everything and we're still a little confused. It's been 6 months since these payments were issued to your clients, but it looks like the money is all going to a dental office in Long Island, which can't be right.
Happy Smiles?
You know it?
That's my boss's husband. He handles the payroll.
We need to see his books now. Can you get him on the phone?
Sure. He's at a conference, but let me try and get him.
I just got confirmation. They delivered the money.
Thank you. Listen, the auditors need to see your books.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea until I do some work on them, if you know what I mean.
Oh, they're here, and you're on speakerphone.
Joshua with it. Hey, guys. Listen, anything you need. Unfortunately, I'm stuck at this damn dental conference for another few days. So why don't we make a time next week when I'm back?
Sure, Dr. Levine. Hey, just a heads up. We've frozen all your assets while we continue the investigation.
I'm sorry, what was...
Mr. Levine?
Yeah, hold on a second, guys. That's Dr. Levine.
We're going to have to ask you to settle up. I'm afraid we have to close your line of credit.
Guys... When can I expect my assets to thaw, as it were?
After we see your books.
I see. All right, I'll be on the first plane home. Oh, and Walt?
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Ben, hi. Sorry I haven't called you back.
Yeah, do you have the Phantom offer?
Yes, but can we talk about London?
Man, I told you, I'm not changing my mind.
Ben, they are literally doubling the money for the third time.
I'm sorry, man, I just can't do it.
You'd be getting the same deal they gave Christian Slater to do Goody Proctor in The Crucible.
Isn't Goody Proctor the wife?
It's that kind of production. Still, we're talking a lot of money. They really want you. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yes, but staying in New York so my girlfriend doesn't leave me feels better.
Have you ever seen the women in London? You will not want to be in a relationship when you're starring in a West End show.
Dude.
Okay. You want me to go back and ask for more money? I'm happy to do it. I will.
You're not listening to me.
No, you're not listening to me. This is your career we're talking about. Phantom is a job.
I don't give a shit.
Clearly. Which is why you're still where you are.
Wow. Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Wait. Don't you think that you should... Shit.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now back to Rolling Calls.
Hey, Noah. No news yet.
Hey, babe. Listen, I'm not... calling about that. I think I owe you an apology.
For what?
I was pretty harsh about your mom. I ran out of Clonopin, and my docs won't prescribe anymore. Fucking One Medical is worthless. Anyhow, you should absolutely go see her once we have the movie worked out.
You think so? I mean, every time I make an effort, she either bails or ruins it somehow. I'm not sure if I can put myself back in that situation again.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about. It's strange how your life can just change in a second. Like this movie. I mean, if I book it, it would literally change my life.
I think you have a really solid shot at this.
You do?
You're talented, Noah. I've always believed in you.
Babe, you're gonna make me cry.
I have to say, I'm grateful to have you back in my life, and I hope you feel the same.
Totally. Totally.
Hey, are you around tonight? I don't want to be alone.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I can come over.
Let's do your place. I can't handle EDM and patchouli oil tonight.
What if we get a hotel? That'd be fun, right? Is that them?
I don't think so, but I should take this.
Cool, cool. I'll just be here stress eating.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Walt?
Speaking.
I cannot believe I tracked you down. It's Sandy Bell from Florida Rep.
Sandy? Oh my god, how are you? It's been forever.
I know. The last time I saw you was at Menchie's after you won the Rising Star Award.
That's so mortifying.
No. I thought you were adorable. Listen, you were the only kid who played piano for himself.
What was I thinking? That's not even a song.
Yes, it is. Paragua is some of Lynn's best writing. And you were so cute. Oh my gosh, with that, your little bandana and your fake mustache. So listen. We're gonna do it.
What?
In the Heights. And we need a music director. You wanna come home? The money's decent and everybody here loves you.
Oh, Sandy, that sounds like so much fun. I wish I could do it, but I have this new job here in New York and my boyfriend's here.
I understand. Had to give it a shot, right? But listen, will you do me a favor?
Of course.
Don't stop playing, Walt. You're really good. You feel the music and you play the piano like it's an orchestra. I do not see that a lot.
Thanks, Sandy. Oh, it's so good to hear from you. Please send my love to everyone down there at the theater, okay?
I will. Big kiss. Take care, sweetie.
Mendez, it's your roommate. Guess what? Ich bin ein Berliner. Seriously, I'm going to Germany tonight. The track Leslie and I made is taking off over there. We have all these meetings in Berlin starting tomorrow. So the place is all yours for a while. Go nuts. Oh, I'm bringing your keyboard since you never use it anyway. Okay, car's here. I'll find the Schwein.
Perfect. Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Good news.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep. We have the whole apartment to ourselves for the foreseeable future. Marty's going to Berlin.
Jesus, you have to stop doing that to me.
Oh, sorry. I was psyched. I thought you would be too.
I am. But you know I'm a little preoccupied.
Oh, wow. It's them. I'll call you back.
Oh, shit. I am losing it. Okay. Go.
Bruce.
Ooh. Walter, you're a star maker. He got it.
Wait, what?
Natalie loved him. The studio loved him. Business affairs will be in touch, but it's going to be a lot of money.
Oh, holy shit! Oh my god, he's going to be so happy!
And 6 months in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah, and then press junkets around the world, talk shows, festivals, awards, the whole McGilla. This is big. You might want to bring a lawyer.
Got it. Thanks, Bruce. Thank you.
Oh, please tell Dinah how happy I am for her.
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hey, it's Josh.
I'm sorry, who?
Breckenridge. Look, I don't mean to be a nag, but I was just wondering if that check ever came in because
Didn't I say I would call you back when I had news? I don't have time for this right now.
No, but I thought it was supposed to...
Dinah, oh my god.
I know. Bruce just texted me. He's so good to us.
Can you believe it?
You have excellent taste in boyfriends, Mendez. Have I told you how much I love you?
Only when medicated.
This is going to be a big negotiation, but I want you to be a part of it. You've earned it. You're becoming a real agent. I'm so proud.
My head is spinning a little bit. Wow.
I'm sending over papers for Noah to sign, just in case. I know he loves you and everything, but jobs like this tend to change people. When Clooney booked his first feature, he lost 20 pounds, got LASIKs, and broke up with his girlfriend, his therapist, and me. Better safe than sorry.
He is going to be so excited. I don't think we have anything to worry about, but yes, of course.
Now go celebrate. Take him to Orso on the company.
How would I do that?
Well, charge it. I'll pay you back.
Cool.
I love you, kid.
No, you don't.
I do right now.
What? That was a long call.
I have some bad news.
Damn it! What?
You're gonna have to stop the shirtless streaming, because you are about to become a giant movie star!
Holy fucking shit!
I can't believe I'm dating the Jackrabbit!
Oh my god! Oh my god, Walt! I can't believe this!
I know!
I did it! I made this fucking happen! I put it out into the universe!
Well, I'd like to think that we did it together.
This just goes to show that persistence pays off. After 3 insane years in this business, I stuck with it. I weathered the storms and the idiots, who are plentiful, and I made it happen for myself.
We have to celebrate. What do you say to dinner on me at Orso?
Oh, shit. I would love to, but I think I need to spend tonight at my place.
You want to order in? That's so romantic.
Yeah.
When should I come over?
I thought I was clear that you can't really come here.
Right. You're gonna celebrate with your roommate. Is 7 good?
No, I'm serious. Lily is actually more than my roommate.
Lily?
Yeah. We met in San Diego. She was the company manager on the show.
I don't understand.
I didn't want to disappoint you. So I never said anything.
But we had sex.
She knows how important my career is to me. I really am sorry, Walt.
Yeah.
So, you know, from now on, we should probably keep this professional.
Of course. Sure. Professional. I gotta go now.
Cool. Let me know what's next. Sart!
Thanks. Yeah, me too.
Lily, sweetie, guess what?
Rolling Calls is written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg. Sound designed and mixed by Bart Fassbender. Dialogue edit by Brett Ashley. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and Kimberly Garris for the Broadway Podcast Network. Line produced by Mary McGowan. This podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong and produced through Gotham Fiscal Sponsorship's Sound and Light Project. Special thanks to Open Jar Studios. Make sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for more radio comedies, dramas, and interviews with the biggest names on Broadway and beyond, plus special behind-the-scenes, red carpet access, and more. Rolling Calls celebrates the Entertainment Community Fund and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and thanks them for all they do on behalf of the theater community. This episode featured Jill Abramovitz, Josh Breckenridge, Erin Davey, Ben Davis, Julie Halston, Adam Heller, Richard Kind, Jeff Crady, Brittany Mack, Luis Miranda, Den Rosales, David Rossmer, Wesley Taylor, and Catherine Wake. For more information on the cast and creative team, visit bpn.fm/rollingcalls.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.